Hi. It's day 8 of this trip, and it's almost midnight. Yesterday I flew, so I didn't have a lot of time to record or, you know, spend with you. My family got me really, really stoned on gummies for the flight, which was funny, because I'm pretty sure I woke up moaning more than once, which is insane because I don't know how to put this nicely, but I'm a real weirdo, and my family has known this about me longer than I have. So they know better. They know better than to put me horny and high on an airplane. But they just kept handing me gummies. Like they were helping. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. We're talking about yesterday. What I should be talking about today. I should be focused on the right here and now. I was too stoned yesterday and too tired give you the attention you deserve. It's been 8 days since this trip started, and I haven't come, not really once. Normally I take care, or my partner will take care of me, but between life and travel and general shenaniganery, and isolation, I have been left to defend for myself. Oh, fuck. Which means I am really hoping I can come a little bit right now. You have been so good. So good and kind to me. You left audio and let's just call it inspiration for my play, which has been really nice because, you know, I don't have Like the most stable internet right now. I'm sorry, I'm not rambling more before. I'm just so fucking horny. And I'm so fucking stupid. I brought a toy. I even brought one you could fuck me with. I brought like a remote control Nora with the intention a charger. So here I am with a dead sex toy and a lot of feelings. And my body is being difficult. I think I'm thinking about feels good to shove it inside me. It feels good to circle my clit with it. It feels really good. Maybe okay. Oh, okay, it turned on. Okay. I'm touching it against my clit. Shove it at me. I'm gonna do it. Fuck. Whoa. Oh. I think it died. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, it came like a little. For real. Fuck. Oh. Fuck, I'm so horny. Don't be like this. Don't hold out on me. My clit feels good. I taste good too. Even dead, it feels nice. What do you think? Should I go for another? Should I let it build? Does that even count? It feels like a half. No, you're right. I'm just greedy. I know that that I can come harder. Oh, and stronger than that. But my pussy is being difficult. Oh, it's 'cause you are not here. You would know what to do. Oh, you would fuck me so good. I know it. You would make me feel so fucking good. Bite my neck and whisper into my ear those dirty things you want to do to me. All the ways you want to defile me. Ooh, yeah, that's it. Oh. 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 Oh, what you would fill me up with. Your brutality, your calm, your desire. You would give it all to me, wouldn't you? I love it. Every second, every moment, every bite, every scratch. I love it. Oh, God damn it. Fuck, you're gonna make me go again. Oh, that's it. Right there.
Hopefully that sound was good. This is gonna shock you. But I just decided to jerk off. I didn't, check the acoustics in here. Why could I go again? Eight days, I come twice, and it's like I didn't come at all. I think my body is playing tricks on me. It knows I want to be decimated. I want you to take me apart, pleasure by pleasure, joint by joint. nothing left. I want to come until there's no pleasure chemicals left in my brain. I am a Cenobite. Push me through to the edge of experience, baby. I want to know where the ocean meets the sky. Sorry, that's stupid. Okay. Hopefully this does something for one of you. No. Hopefully this does something for you, the one who's listening. I hope that you're lying next to me in your bed and that I'm curled tight right next to you, a little pleasure drunk if still needy, as is my nature, I guess, and that this makes you smile. That you can hear my grin as I curl closer, nuzzle into your neck. Thank you for being here and inspiring. Let's go to bed. Good night.